Welcome back to Read with Laura Joy. I'm Laura Joy Lloyd, your host and author of the stories we read here. This is interactive, serialized fiction. There is always more to the story, and readers influence what happens next. Welcome to episode number 63. We'll be reading the Wren Island series, part 5, scene 57. If you're just joining us, you'll find a short synopsis of the Wren Island series and a link to a recap episode in the show notes. Before we read today's scene, let's recap what happened in the previous episode. Allison received alarming news from Ralph. Hack knows she's been talking to the FBI. Ralph was heading to the mainland to pick up Hack and bring him back to Wren. Meanwhile, a storm is moving in, and the last time we saw Amelia, she was getting lost in the forest. In this episode, we'll see what happens next from Macy's perspective. We'll read for about 5 minutes. Afterward, stick around for a few more thoughts. Here we go. The Wren Island Series by Laura Joy Lloyd, Part 5, Scene 57. Aunt Macy? Goodness! Macy twitched alert. Her knee stood in the mudroom with water dripping off her jacket and looked as terrible as Macy felt, pale and jittery. Was the girl getting sick? Allison motioned to the key rack. Can you hand me the key to the boathouse? I don't want to walk in wearing these muddy boots. And can you get me a flashlight? Boathouse key. Flashlight. Macy collected them. Her heart was racing again, so why did she feel so sluggish? She should stop drinking so much soda, get back to drinking green smoothies. This far into the new year, and she'd made no headway on her resolutions. She handed over the key and flashlight. Allison squinted at her. Are you feeling all right? You don't look so good. I could say the same for you. Her niece paled even more. I'm sorry, sweetheart. Two electric candy canes nosed around Allison. Too bad Louise is afraid to go outside in the dark. You could take her with you to light the way. Allison studied the blinking sweaters. Looks like the batteries are finally going to go. Thank goodness. Allison peered at her again. Are you sure you're feeling all right? Maybe you should lie down for a while. She shooed her niece out the door. As soon as you and Amelia get back, we'll have dinner. I'm heading down to the boathouse first, Allison called on her way out. When Allison had gone, Macy gave the dogs each a cookie, the no-crumble kind, then snugged Lokita into her kitchen bed. She sliced fresh bread and put together a green salad to go with the soup, set a few unlit candles and a book of matches on the table in case the power went out. It might be that she'd fallen asleep while sitting in the chair at the table. Lokita's soft snoring was such a peaceful sound. Or maybe she'd just let herself rest. Lots of people rested in the afternoon. Either way, it was darker, much darker, when she opened her eyes. She flipped on lights and moved to the sink. She cleaned the knives she'd used and stored them in the block on the counter. She ought to make an appointment with her doctor on the mainland. She'd seen her doctor not too long ago because Allison insisted they all keep up with their regular health checks. With no doctor on Wren, the last thing they needed was to have a medical emergency when getting to the mainland was difficult. For instance, during a storm like this. Macy eyed the blackness beyond the windows. First thing tomorrow morning, she'd make an appointment with her doctor. Because what would happen if the caretaker needed caretaking? What would happen was there'd be no problem at all, because this was one caretaker who would never need caretaking. Shasta bounced down the stairs wearing a too tight t-shirt, short skirt, and knee socks. When she slid into the kitchen skateboard style, Louise jumped up and ran in circles. Macy closed her eyes against the bedlam. At a knocking on the service door, Macy and Shasta headed for the mudroom, let in Virgil and Jax, and hung their dripping jackets on wall hooks. Jax handed Shasta a box filled with board games. In case the power goes out, the wind's blowing down huge branches. Virgil stowed the extra lanterns they'd brought. Ralph said you all might like company tonight. Shasta pulled Scrabble from the box. Ralph sent you? Aw, he's a sweetie. He's gone to the mainland to get Hack.
So I heard. From the way Virgil darted his eyes around, it was obvious he was hoping Allison would materialize. Macy checked the wall with the jackets. Empty pegs. Were Allison and Melia still not home? I wonder if Allison and Melia might be out there.
You wonder if they might be out there?
When Virgil's voice rocketed up, Jack sent Macy a sympathetic expression and backed up, out of the line of fire.
Now just calm down, Virgil.
All things considered, I think I'm demonstrating exceptional calm. He seemed more like he was demonstrating a tea kettle about to blow its lid off, but Macy pressed on. Melia was at the commune this afternoon. Allison went to get her. Maybe they decided to stay there overnight. It sounded like Virgil might have sworn. Additional evidence emerged when Jax's eyes popped wide open and Shasta giggled, but Macy let it go. Virgil pulled out his cell phone. No service. Is your landline working?
Macy moved to the wall phone and held it to her ear. No dial tone.
Virgil threw his jacket back on, faster than Macy would have thought possible for a man who usually took his time about things. He grabbed a lantern and was gone.
We just read from the Wren Island series, Part 5, Scene 57. What would we do without Virgil? While I was writing this part of the story, I asked readers again about the romance that seemed to be developing between Allison and Virgil. Did they want Virgil to make a move, or did they want to keep the slow burn going a while longer? How would you vote? The stunning majority of readers I heard from wanted to draw out the romance. That's what I wanted too. But writing fiction is a lot like reading fiction, because the writer doesn't always know what the characters will do or say next. Often, characters surprise the writer, challenge us, correct us, outright refuse to listen to us. It's a real conundrum. Readers wanted to draw out the romance between Allison and Virgil, as did I, but Virgil has his own ideas. Here's another interesting tidbit about the story at this point. The board games were determined by readers. I offered a survey. What board games would you play to while away a few hours of stormy weather? The game with the most votes was Scrabble. Next up in popularity, Monopoly. One reader wrote that her family enjoyed the National Parks version while traveling in their motorhome. Scrabble and Monopoly both appear in Part 5 of the Wren Island series, as does Checkers. We'll see Checkers in the next episode. Well, I don't know if it worked, but all that talk about romance and board games was meant to distract you from worrying about what might happen next. Thanks so much for joining me here on Read with Laura Joy. I'm Laura Joy Lloyd, your host and author of the stories we read here. If this was your first visit to Wren Island and you'd like to find out what happened before you arrived, you'll find links in the show notes to listen to a recap episode or listen to the series from the very beginning. Here's another idea. Click on the link to subscribe to receive my emails. You'll get the current ebook version of the Wren Island series. You'll also start getting behind-the-scenes peeks at the developing story, and you'll hear about opportunities to actually influence what happens next. This is interactive, serialized fiction. There is always more to the story, and readers influence what happens next. Thanks for reading with me.